This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. It has become an international story, but new developments in the missing University of Pittsburgh student Shadiska Kanaki.
Yep. Front page of the New York Post this morning. That's how big this story is, Larry. And the new development, as you might have heard in our report at the top of the hour here, was that a 24-year-old man now has been named by the sheriff in Loudoun County, Virginia, as a person of interest in Shadiska's disappearance. They've interviewed this person at length, they say, and he apparently has told three different versions now of stories of what happened when he was alone on the beach with this Pitt student, this 20-year-old, who's been missing since last week. That's, you know...
They actually have hotel video that shows the group walking through the resort area before they went to the beach, and that's the last known images. And they found her clothing, or at least the sarong that she was wearing, on a chair in the beach area.
Yeah. This young man, these three different accounts, they've got an outline for us here in the Post. I'll pass this along. He's first told the cops he threw up from the rough surf and went back to shore and asked Kanaki if she was okay. In the second version, he said he felt sick to his stomach, left the water, and that's when he last saw her in knee-deep surf before he passed out. And then the third time around, he said that he saw her walking along the shore before he passed down in the sand.
So which is it?
Yeah, well, one thing we know for sure, based on the three accounts, he was had a lot to drink, right?
Right, and was the last known person with her.
They say he's cooperating, by the way, with the investigation, but now that they've got this level of information going in Virginia, I would imagine that they're going to redouble their efforts on the investigation in the Dominican Republic, the people involved there.
So again, he's a person of interest, has not been formally charged, and we'll continue to follow this story. Department of Education, big changes. We were told this was going to happen. Linda McMahon, who in Trump's first administration was heading the Small Business Administration, he basically put her in this role to dismantle the department, and the first wave of cuts were announced yesterday.
Yeah, nearly half the workforce, over 1,300 people, will be on administrative leave starting Friday. Sarah Cook has been covering this story for CBS.
The move comes just hours after staff were told to vacate the Department of Education building by 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and that all D.C. and regional offices would be closed on Wednesday for security reasons. According to the announcement, the department will continue to perform congressionally mandated duties, including student loans, Pell Grants, funding for special needs students, and competitive grant making. President Trump has said he wants to bring schools back to the states and is expected to issue an executive order directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of dissolving the department.
So there you go. Now, another part of this story, Larry, is some officials in the administration are suggesting other agencies can pick up some of the responsibilities of the Education Department. For example, civil rights enforcement would go back to Justice, student loans to the Treasury or Commerce Department, oversight of student disability rights to Health and Human Services, etc. And this is, by the way, one of the smallest of the federal agencies.
Right. Would you say about 4,000?
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
So we'll see what that fallout will be. But in the last part of that report, I think for a lot of people who have college students and they're hearing, oh, no, because there's federal monies, anything related to that, apparently mandated by Congress, will be kept intact.
Yeah.
At least for now. And how about Robert Morris? The Colonials basketball team beat Youngstown State and will go to the big dance for the first time in 10 years.
Yes, great year for the RMU team. It was not even close, by the way, last night against Youngstown State. Robert Morris never trailed in the game. And so I would imagine they're going to go into the big dance as a 16 seed.
Yeah, like they did 10 years ago, and I believe they had some success then, too. Much like Duquesne last year that shocked everybody, got in and won.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so they're the only local team, because Pitt's basketball team lost by one in a controversial foul call at the very end of the game that cost them the game.
Yeah, they're done for the year. Disappointing year. And they got off to such a good start before conference play started.
So they won't be going. Penn State won't be going. Duquesne will not be going, but Robert Morris will.
And we have West Virginia's going to be playing Colorado today, this afternoon, in the Big 12 tournament over in Kansas City. So there's always the possibility the Mountaineers will advance to the tournament. It's possible.
It is. It's a long shot, but possible. So that's what people are talking about. And if you're around right after 6:30, all they talk about on our brother station, The Fan,
who's going to be the quarterback?
Right.
Right?
It's unbelievable the amount of airtime this subject gets. And the talk continues. So I want to ask them, is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Is it going to be Russell Wilson?
And it looks like that's what they're down to here. I mean, the rest of the top free agents have been spoken for, right?
Unless Big Ben wants to come out of retirement. We'll see. Day driving the news with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. A lot going on, Paul, on many, many different levels. Are you curious? The happiest city in America?
The happiest city in America. I wonder where that would be.
Aaron, you'll appreciate this. A lot of people think the happiest place on earth is Walt Disney World, unless you're the one paying. Researchers wanted to know America's happiest place to live. And according to Wallet Hub, the study that they just released, the town of Fremont, California, which is near San Francisco, number one.
Based on what?
Right.
Lowest rates of depression, highest income, and best work-life balance.
That'll do it.
Five of the happiest places to live were in California in the top 10. San Jose, San Francisco, Huntington Beach. Also, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Lincoln, Nebraska. Also part of the top 10. Dead last, Cleveland, Ohio. Out of 182 cities.
Well, that's a shocker, isn't it?
Pittsburgh is 61st. So we're at least we're in the top 100. But Cleveland.
That's rough.
182. All right, singles. Check this out. Tinder and Hinge have just added artificial intelligence wingmen or women to their dating apps for people with absolutely no game.
bait.
The chatbot Cupid can help you with stuff like telling you whether your profile picture will be popular, coaching you on flirting techniques.
This is out of control.
Even writing messages for those who struggle with basic conversation skills. No big surprise, they expect men to use it more than women, Aaron. And if their advice doesn't work, you don't have to use it.
Can you imagine, though, they're using this AI wingman or wingwoman. They finally set up an in-person date, and they're super awkward because they didn't practice, you know? Like, they weren't even using their brain. And then it comes time to meet in person, they're like, I don't even know what to say.
I actually love that commercial where there's a couple, and the guy's like, hey, you know.
And she's starting her car.
I'm an air drum expert or some. And then he says, oh, I forgot my wallet. And she starts her car remotely.
Yep. She's like, get me out of here.
Get me out of here. Tinder. I've never heard of Hinge.
Hinge is getting up there. It's pretty popular. Just as popular as
this
Tinder.
This is the first I've heard of it right here.
Yeah. What's some of the other eHarmony was one of the first.
eHarmony, oh my gosh, that goes back. I'm trying to think.
Farmersonly.com.
Oh my goodness. Let's see.
Giddy up. What's the other? Christian Mingle?
Because there were so many. I feel like there was only one for a while. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. Raya. Okay, so Raya, I've heard from one of my friends, is like a super exclusive dating app for high profile people, local celebrities, and you have to be invited to use that app, which is just extremely extra.
Well, now you have an AI wingman.
Yep.
And Paul, you wanted to talk about something.
Well, I was curious to know what was going on in Denmark. Actually, Greenland, which is a part of Denmark.
Right.
They had an election, and here's the results of the election. The center-right party there has won the most votes, and that's a shocker because Greenland is basically voting for a complete overhaul of their government, the voters there. So the center-right Democrat Party more than tripled its seats after a campaign that... was conducted against the backdrop of President Donald Trump's proposals for Greenland, right? And the Democrats have replaced the Inuit Party of the former prime minister as the biggest in the parliament. And then the second place party, called Nalerik, also happens to, like the Democrats, favor independence from Denmark. And get this, the Nalerik, the second most powerful party now in Greenland, is the party most open to U.S. collaboration.
So, are we taking over Greenland?
I don't know, but the people who are going to be in charge, at least from what I'm reading here in this article, this is in The Guardian this morning, perhaps there's going to be more of an opening for some cooperation between the U.S. and Greenland, that the idea of separating from Denmark is in itself something I didn't know was under consideration.
What do you call people that live in Denmark? Denmarkians?
Danish.
Thank you. I'll have one.
By the way, you should know Rasmussen is Danish.
Ah, so you want Greenland. I got it. You've revealed yourself. I want Danish, too, from Oakmont Bakery.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
A quarterback had been signed. Aaron, you know how much effort this town puts into finding out what's going on with the Steelers, right?
Oh, yes.
Your husband, Vinny, is one of those people.
He digs deep. He wants to know before the news comes out.
So, as you know, on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, I joke to those guys, that's all they talk about. Year-round, what's going on with Steelers quarterback since this controversy began, basically since Big Ben retired, right?
Right. That's so true.
And so, I caught up with Adam Crawley and Doran Dickerson, who do the morning show, early this morning, and I said, you know, that's all you talk about, so who's it going to be?
Right.
Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or what is a third possibility? Adam, first.
I think it's leaning Rodgers, but I think Rodgers ultimately is the decision maker here, and I think it's going to keep dragging out. Now, you're going to you know, play this, and then it's going to be Russell Wilson. But I think Rodgers is an egomaniacal maniac, and I think he gets off, if you will, on being able to keep two teams sort of in purgatory right now, the Steelers and the Giants. And the entire league's talking about him. And, you know, Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk says he might want $45 million a season. I mean, maybe with the state of Social Security and our 401ks, Marty, you're old, you got to get paid. But, like, who's he think he is? He ain't what he used to be. $45 million, I don't think they'll go that far. But they would have Russell Wilson now, I think, if they wanted Russell Wilson now.
But if Aaron Rodgers come, are there ayahuasca places that he could go to around here?
Doran has a sauna. The Steelers don't. The Steelers, maybe they have to add an ayahuasca room. I don't know. I don't know that Pittsburgh's necessarily the fit for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think New York was either. His best bet, I mean, honestly, he should probably retire, but that's easy for me to say. He wants to keep making money, keep his career going.
Is it ayahuasca? I think I said ayahuasca.
No, I think, what is it? I think you nailed that. I don't know. Why do you keep looking at me like I know? I don't know.
Because you went to WVU, you probably utilized it.
There was no ayahuasca. There was marijuana.
All right, let's ask Pitt Hall American and NFL alum, part of the morning show, Doran Dickerson. Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, like Crowley said, it seems like it's leaning towards that way, but I think they're going to go with the familiar guy, which is Russell Wilson, because Aaron Rodgers is going to drag his feet. He's going to, you know, play the game that Crowley just said, and he loves this attention between, you know, with the ESPNs of the world and Fox Sports of the world and the two teams fighting over his services. He loves that stuff, so I think it's going to get dragged out to a point where Russell Wilson's going to be there. He's going to be like, look, you know, I'm the familiar option. You had me last year. I want to be back. I think that we can make this happen. And honestly, at the end of the day, wouldn't hate it. I mean, I guess we don't have a choice because there's only really two quarterbacks on the table, but I wouldn't hate it. I think that with DK Metcalf and George Pickens, that Russell Wilson could revive something this year.
But wait, gentlemen, isn't there a third option? Big Ben coming back? He seems all juiced.
You know what? Honestly, if we did a poll this morning, I think that the poll would be probably 90%. If you put all three quarterbacks, 90% of people would want Ben back. That's how delusional some people are right now. But, you know, it would be kind of cool to see Big Ben throw to DK Metcalf. I ain't going to lie.
Have you ever been in one of those wigwams like Aaron Rodgers?
I've been in a tent before. You guys are talking about ayahuasca. If there's any ayahuasca places in Pittsburgh, I would just say drink out of the Monwit River and probably can hallucinate. You probably can do the same deed or same deal that ayahuasca could do to you if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Adam Crawley, Doran Dickerson, here we go, gentlemen.
Let's go. Let's get it going.
That's what they talk about, Aaron. All day, all night is what is Steelers going to do for quarterback. And the reason, if you aren't familiar with Aaron Rodgers, he apparently goes to this retreat where this, it says psychedelic plant-based brew is used frequently in South America. And there are some type of ceremonies, apparently, Aaron Rodgers has participated in. And he's kind of off the mainstream when it comes to dealing with a lot of things in life.
He really is. Obviously, you know his name, you know what he does, but as a person, I feel like no one can exactly get a catch on his pulse. He's kind of, I don't know, elusive.
Rodgers described this ayahuasca to his teammates as, quote, radically life-changing, and claimed many other athletes have reached out to him have want to find out more. Quote, I found a deeper self-love, said Rodgers, of his experience. That was a couple of seasons ago. And for those that don't know, he beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl in Dallas and got his ring there. Then the last two seasons, he's been with the New York Jets. The first year, after three plays, his Achilles snapped and he was out for the year. So he played in every game last year. Even when they wanted to pull him when the Jets were out of it, he said, no, I'll play. So he has a reputation for being physically tough. And he's 42.
42 is up there. I don't think I knew he was. And that's not old, obviously, in regular years, but with football.
Thank God I heard you say that. But Ben Roethlisberger has been, you know, really into this. Ben is just 43.
I think that's what made me realize. I didn't realize that he retired at such a young age.
Well, he played his entire career with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been jazzed about some of the moves they've made, like getting this DK Metcalf, 6'4", 230-pound, 4'3", 40.
Tank.
Yeah. So he's excited. Why not bring him back? He's right. Healthy. He has to take a hit in a few years. He should be in great shape.
Put him on the field, coach.
As long as he can throw, who cares?
Right.
But we'll see. So Aaron Rodgers is not the Steelers quarterback yet, but it's all they talk about. Coming up in our next hour, our weekly visit with the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Among our topics will be construction job training. And there are a lot of opportunities, plus a whole lot more. And we're just 2 weeks away from the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, Tuesday, March 25th. You can actually donate now. The money goes directly to our Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Text NEED to 50155 on our Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union line, text line, and KDKRadio.com, where you get all the details. Brought to you by Roll Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Memorial Highway. SpaceX and NASA are scheduled to launch a crewed mission to the International Space Station today.
For what purpose, though?
After delivering the new crew to the station, the spacecraft will bring Barry Wilmore and Sonita Williams back to Earth. CBS News national correspondent Mark Strassman is in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
I think the relief is going to come when the focus is less on these two astronauts and their extended stay and more on just the mission aboard the International Space Station itself and the fact that it's more or less back to business as usual with a regular rotation of astronauts.
So Wilmore and Williams found themselves on a forced extended stay after multiple helium leaks on the Boeing Starliner spacecraft that brought them to the International Space Station.
Do I remember correctly that they were only supposed to be up there for like 3 or 4 weeks, right?
Not even that. 8 days.
Wow.
And that's June, last summer. So imagine that. You're going on a trip. You're packing for 8 days, right? And you're still there.
Close to 300 days, basically.
Yeah, so periodically we see shots of these guys. Now, you're in a tin can, basically, and you're in zero gravity. And you see it's a male and a female, right? Sunita, her hair is, have you seen this?
No.
Always flying out like a Medusa almost, right?
That's
oh
a great
goodness.
Description. Her hair, and the other guy is always rolling around like spinning, like doing somersaults in zero gravity.
I assume that has some kind of a physiological benefit, like that offsets weightlessness or something.
Yeah.
I know they have to do certain exercises, right?
Yes. They do, but an extended stay like this is very rare. Mm. So when they come back to Earth...
Yeah, I'm so interested to hear about when they're back.
A period of adjustment.
Right.
I can't even imagine. I would be so, I wouldn't say claustrophobic by official definition.
Oh, boy.
But if you're in tight quarters like that.
Yeah, that's.
And you know, you have no idea when you're coming home.
I'd start to get a little itchy.
There would be a mental situation for me. I mean, I can't even do an MRI.
Yeah.
How about this story? Note to grieving families, if you would like to bury your loved one at sea, remember you should probably tell the cops. Police in Massachusetts spent nearly a week investigating what they thought was a mob hit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Fisherman pulled up a body wrapped in a tarp.
Whoa.
Off the coast of Boston. Investigators finally determined the recently departed woman was embalmed and there was no foul play. They just wanted to bury her at sea. So
what's up with people? Like, they're just doing whatever,
let's take
not
Betty
telling
out,
anyone.
Dump her in the ocean. You should probably tell somebody.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.